episode 202, Game Over Nation.
I didn't know if Gabe was doing this, so I was sitting here waiting. I was like, Gabe did the countdown. Am I supposed to do the thing now? I had no idea what was happening.
Well, here we are at episode 202. Yep. Javi ain't here. He is busy and exhausted from work, so we carry on. We got to get this done because we got a lot of Destiny to play throughout the week. So,
me
this week, I don't even know if I said I'm Gabe Philbin. How you doing, Philbin host? Me this week, Ryan Del Rosa.
You don't even know what you're doing up there.
I know exactly what I'm doing, and you answer the call when I call you.
I'm Ryan Del Rosa.
And Dylan Roush.
Hola.
Word. So, how's this week been treating you guys?
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's been all right. Yeah,
ups and downs.
Some video game here and there.
Yeah.
One or two.
Yeah. I have a question for you, Ryan. Have you touched Metal Gear Solid again?
I have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Javi and I just kind of jokingly assumed that you played the last of it.
No. I'm still playing. I fired it up last night, and then I was like, I looked at the available missions, and I was like, it's 11 o'clock. I probably should not play a mission right now. So I ended up playing Grow Home instead.
Ooh, that's another good one.
Yeah, the physics are real weird. Sometimes you just have to, like, just kind of, like, fuck up your way into the right spot. Like, just kind of throw yourself around till you get where you're going. Because, like, sometimes you get to a piece of ground, and I'm never quite sure if it's flat enough for me to stand on or not. So, like, you'll get to a spot, and it's like, okay, I'm going to let go, and you let go, and then you just slide off the side real slow.
Never not grabbing. You always got to grab on walls. Dylan, did you download Grow Home?
I don't think I did.
It's PlayStation Plus.
I didn't pay attention.
I think it's still there.
It should still be there.
Yeah, I think it's just this month. But yeah, get it. That game's so good. That game looks like if you take like a 3D platformer from N64 days and just like up the resolution. Like it kind of looks like that's kind of the art style. Real saturated, real polygonal, but like high res, and it looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm glad you're getting your hands on that. I love Grow Home. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Like, it was kind of weird. Like, they just kind of throw you in and don't really tell you anything. So you just kind of, like, have to walk around and figure out what you're supposed to do. They're like, here's how you climb. So I was like, well, I guess I'll just climb to the top of this thing and see what happens. And then there were some more directions up there. And so now I kind of got it figured out.
But I did not 100% that game like many people did, but because that gets pretty difficult. Like, all those little collectibles are all over the map, and
yeah. I do like how one of the collectibles eventually unlocks for you the ability to see the camera better. Like, what? Okay, neat, I guess. So I played that. Like I said, I played a little bit more of Metal Gear. I think those are. I had to go buy another external hard drive for my Xbox One. These things fucking fill up quick.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Jeez, yeah.
How many games yet? I haven't run into any space issues yet. I guess I haven't checked on my PS4. I feel like PS4 might be running a little low.
Yeah. But well, it really filled up when I got the Rare Collection. There's a lot of like many gig games that it just like downloads and installs. Or I guess it might be pulling some of them off the disc, but yeah, it installs everything. So you've got like 3 or 4, 5 games that are like 6, 7 gigs. Like it stacked up quick with the last of my available space. And then I tried to update Destiny, and it was like, you don't have any room. So I just shoved a bunch of stuff. I got like I looked up like the best external hard drives for the Xbox One, and there was this Western Digital 4 terabyte that uses USB 3.0, and apparently like there are games that like they have tested certain things where like if you run a game off of that, it actually goes faster because it spins faster than the Xbox One's hard drive. So things actually load faster off this hard drive than on the internal one, which was kind of funny.
Yeah, that's like one of the biggest issues with the next-gen hardware is how big the fucking games are.
Yeah.
Like, especially with, like, PlayStation Plus, like, and you're just, like, pulling in those games, like one or two a month at least.
Yep.
Like, that shit fills up real fast.
Yep. So I just went ahead and went and got that. It was only like, I think it was like 130. So not too bad for 4 terabytes. Yeah. So yeah. I did that, and yeah, I've got Destiny updates downloaded, but I haven't actually fired it back up yet.
Did you get Taken King?
No, I don't know if I'm thinking I need to get in and see what's going on first before I decide if I'm going to.
That's not a bad idea.
Invest in the Taken King. I'm thinking about it. Like it's, yeah. I had fun with Destiny up to that point where it was like, this is dumb. But the changes they've made might reel me back in. But that's what I'm going to find out first. You said you just started playing and leveling it up without having to.
Oh yeah, leveling up's real easy.
Sweet.
Like, because it's not tied to weapons and items anymore. We'll get into that later. I want to know how Metal Gear's treating you.
I mean, it's fine. I've never been, like, real big on stealth games, so that's, like, the hardest thing for me to get into. But, like we talked about, like, I'll just go, like, weapons hot. Like, it's fine. Like, every now and then. Like, if I get caught, it's making myself stop caring that I get caught and just letting the game come to me rather than trying to make it what I think it should be.
I don't think, especially like maybe other Metal Gear games, like sure, go ahead and restart checkpoints, but like this one, it's so great at managing like that, like that mayhem that comes out. Like you have so many like ways to handle it,
right? And I've heard that like speed really helps your like your rank at the end, like your score.
Yeah, speed's like the biggest
part. I've been so slow, like I've gotten like, I think the best I've gotten was a B. So, because like, because I'm trying to do it the other way, and then I end up fucking it up anyway, and then I'm like, well, I guess I'll just shoot these guys. But it's already been way too long. Like I've been at it for a while trying to do it the other way, to just then eventually fuck it up anyway. But yeah, it's cool. Like I said, it's more like me letting go of the idea of doing it perfectly and then just doing it.
Yeah, like I think just it's like this game especially, just like deal, like work with the cards you're dealt.
Yeah, whatever situation comes, just go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's always been my problem with stealth games, is like that inability to do that, because I like that old saying of like, well, you don't want to play the game wrong, but is it really playing it wrong if it works and you can get through it, you know? So I have to let myself believe that I'm not playing it wrong by going loud when I need to. So
yeah, definitely not. Definitely not.
I did try to. You guys have been talking about Fulton-ing like crates. I guess the Fulton upgrades.
Yeah, you get upgrades for
it. Before you guys even brought that up, I had tried it because I walked up to a crate and it was like, brought up the prompt. So I did it and it just slammed it on the ground really loud. I was like, oh no.
Oh, you don't have the weight upgrade?
Yeah, no. Yeah. I think it's like the second upgrade you get for it. So you have two, you got to buy two upgrades for it.
Gotcha.
But Jeff Gerstmann started the hashtag SILF with crates I'd like to Fulton. I got behind that real hard.
I found that I've just been using crates to extract more and more because it's faster.
Yeah, you climb on top of that sucker and just extract yourself with it.
That's how I've been escaping missions now. Yeah. It's just, whoop, there we go. I'm like, why do I have to run to the fucking helicopter place when I can just get my ass out of here this way?
And that's one of those crazy things where it's like, can I? Holy shit, I can.
Like, I tried to do it with a truck. I tried to get on top of a truck and do it, but it wouldn't let me.
It wouldn't let you.
Yeah, well, if the question you're asking is, can I in this game, most likely the answer is yes.
Yeah, that's the impression I'm getting, which is why even if you could do everything super stealthy and like never really like get caught, like would you want to? Like because of all the options that the game gives you to do things, it seems like just like, I don't know, fuck it, is the best way to do it. Like,
there's so much shit that game gives you to use, you might as well at least try different ways.
And that's, like that's what else is funny about, like, listening to the Giant Bomb, you know, like, they were talking about being able to call in air support that just drops sleeping gas on a group of guys. I was like, and the other guys are like, oh, I haven't even looked at that.
Wait,
what? Yeah. Like, yeah.
In the
like,
bombardments, if you level up your support team enough, you just drop sleeping gas on an area.
No shit.
And then they were like, oh, I haven't even looked at that. And I was like, you know, that's probably, like, that probably would have happened to me had they not said that, because like sometimes you just get on a path and a train and this is how I'm playing and you like leave all these other things unlooked at.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those games where it would probably be really easy to not even look down one of those upgrade paths.
Oh yeah, no,
because there's so many.
I think it was last week where there were a few times where I said something and Javi had no idea that was something to do in Metal Gear. I didn't know about the Fulton extracting when you climb on top of a crate until Dylan told me. You know, like that's all over this game.
See, and, I never use bombardment, so I've never even checked.
I only
my
use
support
bombardment
team
once.
Is like level 30, so
right. That's what I'm saying. Like it doesn't surprise me that you didn't even like think to look at that, because you're playing the game and you're doing your thing, but there's all these other options that aren't necessary but that are kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I know that I believe I read that you can like find like fart noises for your cassette, and then if you get in the porta potty and play the fart noises, guards won't check the toilet.
They were also saying there was like things you could get, like tapes you could find with recordings of like responses to like check-ins, and you can like fool people to not come look over there.
Yep.
By playing
a
particular
tape.
You can
get rid of alerts that way if you like play like if you get the tape that says like all clear or whatever.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking cool.
Like now you see where all that money and time went.
I really hope that since Kojima's not really doing. Not going to be doing any Metal Gear.
Is this
Konami...
a Kojima production?
Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed. I really hope, though, that Konami decides to rent out the Fox Engine.
Like, yeah. Even that, just remake the old Metal Gear's Fox Engine.
Just let anybody use, you know how Unreal, and everyone can use the Unreal Engine?
Yeah.
Do that with the Fox Engine, because the Fox Engine is too cool to not take advantage of.
Yeah. Like, I think it was like an off podcast conversation, but Javi said, like, just think about how cool Metal Gear Solid 3 would be if there weren't those load screens in between areas. Like, especially in like the end boss fight where it's like four or five different zones. And it's like, yeah, like just do that. Give me Fox Engine Metal Gear Solid 3. There's a way to get money from me, Konami.
Yeah. I would definitely pay that.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt it'll happen.
But there's so many games beyond Metal Gear that I would want to see on the Fox Engine.
Yeah, oh yeah, like tons. Like, Fox Engine is really something. Yeah. But anything else, Ryan? Ryan?
Yeah, sorry.
Ryan's too busy watching wrestling.
I threw the dog's ball and it got stuck behind something and he was sitting there looking for it. He couldn't get to it. I was like, he's just going to be an asshole the rest of this podcast if I don't go get that. And so y'all were talking, so I tried to run over there real fast and get it. And then he thought we were playing. So now he's like sprinting across the house as fast as he can. And then and then he jumped on the couch and like knocked my headset off the fucking couch so that I was picking that up, and then I picked it up and I hear Ryan. I'm here.
Dog patrol.
Yeah.
Dog
patrol. If I did not go get that, he was just gonna sit here and like bug me the entire time because he can't get to it.
Our dog's wearing a cone now. I got home and walked in, and I was like, "LOL, Conan the Dogbarian." And then I closed the door to my room.
Stupid dogs. So what were you asking me?
I asked if you've been up to anything else.
Not no.
Not particularly?
No, not as far as games go. I don't believe. Oh, I ordered that that Amiibo pack.
Yeah, I got that Amiibo. Too.
Yeah. I really
cared about two of them.
Well, I didn't have any of them, and I really wanted that anniversary one, but I was like, well, I guess I might as well get all of them, so why not?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I wanted the anniversary, the Mario 30th anniversary one, and Zero Suit Samus, but I didn't, I was like, oh, they're not going to be available individually, I'll just get this. And then right after totally I got that, available. I saw that I found all the Amazon links immediately for the individual ones.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, well, goddammit, Amiibo's failed me again.
Nah, it's okay. You get all the Amiibo. Yeah, that's about it. I'm trying to think. I feel like I just ordered something else too, but maybe not. I don't know. There's like so much shit I want to play or need to play, and I'm like, I don't have any. I want time. I'm just gonna take like a week off and play video games. That'd be cool.
Sorry, I'm watching wrestling and Ric Flair's old ass is shuffling to the ring.
No, they just did some real fucking stupid shit.
Oh, is that why you both keep getting, like, dead silent for a second?
Like, No, like, I wasn't listening to wrestling before, but, like, it's just really fucking dumb right now. I'm mad. I'm really mad. But, it's so fucking stupid. God damn it. Okay.
What'd you guys
so
do?
Dylan.
What up?
How's Metal Gear treating you? You're plugging along through that.
I'm going pretty slow, actually. I'm only on mission 30. I've been just doing a lot of side ops this week. Lot of side ops. And it's been pretty good. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I don't really have much more to say than what we've already said about it.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, I've been playing a lot of Tactics Ogre still. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've actually played anything else. I've just been watching a lot of stuff now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, more Metal Gear. Did some more Metal Gear. Turns out I did get the true ending. I don't think I thought I had it by, like, last week, because Javi told me I needed to beat every mission, but that is not the case. It's not the case. So, did more of that. I actually did get the true ending. You know, I've pretty much done just about everything in the game. Still have, like, a few more side ops to do. And so, the big thing I did was a whole lot of Destiny. A whole lot of Destiny. So I got the Taken King. Got the Taken King upgrade. And that I got the other two DLCs that I missed with that because I was like, it's cheaper to get it all this way. But, so I did a lot of that on Saturday, a lot more than I intended to do on Saturday. So Saturday ended up being, I was like, all right, I'll just like dip my toe back in, see how it's going. I think like on Friday night, I went from like 29 to 34 real quick, which was nice. Mm-hmm. So that got maxed out real quick. So they fixed a lot of stuff in that game. It's not, you know, not everything, there's still, like, all of the currencies and all that. It's just they've made it a lot easier to get, them in different ways, both in, like, the ways you used to be able to get them, and now you can, like, trade, a currency for another currency, buy it with, Glimmer, all that. So it's just, it's easier to get these upgrades, and, but what I did Saturday was... kind of unintentionally ended up doing the new raid, Crota's End, the one of the DLC raid. Then later on that day ended up doing it again on hard. That raid is kind of a joke. Like that raid is like profoundly disappointing in that every single part of that raid that we did is bugged.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still bugged.
The way you get through that raid is bugs.
The last time I played that game, or that raid with Rachel and all those guys, was like in February, and it was buggy as shit.
Yeah, so that's still the way it is. I think it's different, maybe different, slightly different bugs now, but still. Yeah, so I did that, and then I did it on hard. And then ended up doing a lot of Crucible. they added a mode called Mayhem, which is, Dylan, to explain it to you, is essentially Earth mode for Destiny.
Oh, okay.
So, Ryan, it's all the cooldowns are, the cooldown timer is decreased, so you get all your abilities a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. You get, there's a lot of special ammo around, so you can use your secondary weapon a lot more, and heavy ammo drops, like, very frequently. So it's just a lot crazier. Unfortunately, the Golden Gun Hunter class is, like, crazy favored in this mode, and people are starting to figure that out, so it's mainly just Golden Gun Hunters. But
lovely!
Beyond that, it's like, it, that mode's probably the most fun I've had in Crucible. And also Saturday, beyond that, did fucking, was it, Vault of Glass hard, finally. And that's real easy to do when you're all level 34. So that got done pretty quick. And then...
The Eagles lost.
The Eagles lost?
Yeah.
After their triumphant comeback? Yes. That's a shame. But, and then, that was like the giant chunk of time on Saturday spent playing Destiny. And I had a lot of fun. It's nice playing, like, games... we don't play multiplayer games with Javi too much. Like, Javi comes over and we play, you know, games together. But we haven't done, like, a multiplayer game. Our paths have not crossed there in a while. And, like, we convinced him to play, played with Rachel, played with some other buds I hadn't talked with in a while, and met some other people that they've been playing with. So it was a lot of fun. And then Sunday came along and, you know, did all bounties and stuff, played more Mayhem mode. And then I was like, you know, we gotta get through Prison of Elders, because I gotta do that. And I can safely say, don't do Prison of Elders if you want to keep your sanity. Because we did the level 35 one against Skolas, and that took 5 hours.
Jeez.
That took 5 hours of my life that I'll never get back. And, like, it was me, Javi, and Rachel doing it for a while, and then Rachel went and made dinner. So we got a sub in for her, and then Javi was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm going to go cut my hair. So Rachel came back in for him.
Does he have a Floby?
A what?
A Floby.
Oh, I don't know what a Floby is.
It's like a
is.
Vacuum cleaner that cuts your hair.
Oh, no. Oh, God. I remember those. Yeah, I know what you're talking about now. And Skolas is just the biggest pain in the ass. So we got to Skolas, I don't know, like 2 hours in. And it took us 240 minutes to beat Skolas. I don't know. Something ridiculous. Something really stupid. So, like, the thing with Skolas is that he's a pain in the ass to kill on his own, and you have to kill, like, a little orb that's flying around the map to be able to do damage to him in the first part. Then, you have to go around the map and disable mines, and if you don't disable the mines, it's over. All the while, you got ads and shit shooting you. You have, like, 30 seconds to disable each mine.
Sounds neat.
Yeah, it's not great. It's a fucking pain in the ass. Yeah, like, it wasn't even, like, frustrating. It was just, like, energy draining. Like, I forget if it was Rachel or Javi that said, like, after the nth time that we died to Skolas, said just, you know, you can just feel the whole chat room die whenever this happens. Just like, yep.
Yep. Yeah.
I wasn't, like, angry or anything. I was just like, well, I guess I'll slam my head against this brick wall again and see if I chip it this time.
Right.
But other than that, Destiny was a lot of fun. Gonna be checking out Taken King after we finish up this podcast, because apparently it launches at 8 tonight. So we're gonna be grouping up with Javi and Rachel, seeing what that thing's all about. Hopefully the servers stay up.
Maybe I'll just go shoot some stuff and level.
Yeah, go try that. I don't think... You didn't even get to, like, 20, I don't think.
No, I got to 20, but that's where I stopped. I've got 20... I think... I might even be 21 or 22 in one of them. Xbox or PlayStation, I don't remember.
So I don't know how they're transferring the level, like, in your case.
Right.
I think it's just you'll start at 21, but now leveling is just entirely experience. It's not tied to your weapon. Right. And then your weapon is now... Like, damage and or not weapon, but, like, your weapon and equipment now give you, like, a bonus in your light rating, which is, like, extra damage and defense stats.
Right.
Yeah. So. So yeah, that's Destiny. We'll report back in next week after some Taken King time, and the raid comes out on Friday, so we'll definitely be doing that over the weekend. Yeah. So that's I'm pretty sure that's all my. Oh wait, no, Mario Maker. I played some Mario Maker. That game.
Oh, I forgot. I did buy that. I bought it.
Did you play it at all?
I have not played it yet. No.
Okay, Mario Maker, so cool. Unfortunately, the servers weren't working for me, at least like when I tried on Friday. So I didn't get to do a lot then. But, you know, it's Mario Maker. It's exactly what you've been seeing it to be. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. But the disappointing thing was I went to, like, see what all the top starred levels were. And almost every single one of them was...
Wieners?
No, don't touch the controller. And it was just, you drop into the level and then it plays itself.
Yeah.
Which I guess, yeah, the novelty of that is cool, but, like, every single top level was that. And it's like, you can do anything!
Did you see the one I retweeted today? Someone made one, it was called Call Your Mother, You've Got Time.
And
it
just I saw that.
It just plays itself for 9 minutes.
Oh. I did not see that. Yeah. That is a self-player that I will allow. I'll allow that.
But yeah, let me see if I get the exact name.
It's like I hope it kind of like mellows out later on. Maybe it's just like the initial like impact of Mario Maker of like, oh my god, look at all this crazy stuff you can do without even touching the controller. Like I want to see what crazy levels people can make. Like I want to see those Nintendo World Championship levels. I want to see stuff like that.
Here's the tweet. It said, I made a Mario level called Call Your Mother, You've Got Time, where it plays itself for 9 minutes, and then it had a picture attached of someone on the Miiverse commenting on his level, and it says, this was miserable. Good levels are fun to play, not a boring 9 minute wait.
It's so stupid.
Yes.
Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and say that's all I've got going on. You know, more Metal
Gear.
I'm kind
of looking forward to getting into that. That seems like there's some fun, stupid shit to play.
I'm really looking forward to getting into Mario Maker. Like, I want to spend like a lot of time making like one level to see like what I can do. I don't really plan on making like a lot. I'm more like just like Little Big Planet. I'm more into seeing what other people do, rather than you know what I do. But like something like Mario Maker, it's understandable enough for me. It's not like as intimidating as a Little Big Planet. So I think I'll try my hand at like one like level that I spend a lot of time, making.
Harris so. Made that one about, Devin like a wieners.
I did see that.
That's some good, level design.
Yeah, no, that's quality. But, so I think we only have like, this podcast has kind of turned into less news stuff, which I think is for the best. You know, news is generally boring.
Oh, wait. Dylan, did you see the Mario Maker level that Xmas 8 tweeted?
No.
I don't remember what it said after, but the first thing was just you're running through the level and chemtrails is written out in little clouds real big.
God damn it.
That made me laugh.
For so long, I like always heard chemtrails, but I didn't know like what it actually was.
Yeah.
Then looked it up and I was like, wow, well, that's stupid.
Yeah, the government's poisoning us.
Yep.
With airplane.
It's like if the government wants to poison you, like, think they
There's
can...
way better ways.
I don't know, school bus exhaust pipe. There's
water.
One.
I mean, water. It's there. Everyone's, like, after it.
Poison. It's what's for dinner. So the big news thing this week is Nintendo's got a new head. They finally have a replacement for Iwata.
Yes.
It's been 2 months now. It's been a bit. And they pulled up the guy from the head of HR, right?
Yeah, that was kind of a weird... Seems like a weird move, but I don't know. It seems like in Japan, it seems like the... It's like the way companies build like a billion things. Like, I don't know. Maybe they're like that kind of a move isn't as strange as it would be here. Because, like, I know the head of HR at places I've worked probably should never be the president.
No, he was HR briefly, but before that, he was the predecessor to Reggie. He was the president of Nintendo of America.
Oh, okay.
And then before that, he was the president of a bank for like 30 years.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So he knows money.
Yes.
Okay.
He's a money guy.
All right.
Which, I mean, at this point, that's probably a good idea with Nintendo.
Right.
Yeah. But, like, the questions are, I didn't say his name, Tatsumi Kimishima, is the new, Nintendo president. And it's just, I wonder what kind of path they're gonna take. Like, you know, they have,
he said they're kinda, keep to what Iwata was doing.
Mm-hmm. And kinda what Iwata's, like, final, like, efforts were, like, starting to get into mobile. You know, there was a Pokemon Go that got revealed. I think it was in the last week, actually. And Pokemon, that, like, AR game that I don't think it will actually be as cool as that trailer made it seem. But, you know, Pokemon in the real world would be pretty neat. I can live out my childhood fantasy of owning a Vaporeon. Because I don't even think Vaporeon's, like, the coolest design. It's not even my favorite Pokemon. But I just really wanted a Vaporeon when I was a kid. So.
Vaporeon's a pretty neat Pokemon.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. I use Vaporeon.
Yeah, Vaporeon's pretty cool, but, you know, I think I'm more of a Magmar guy these days.
Magmar!
The Guy Fieri equivalent.
Fuck you.
But, yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how Nintendo, like, progresses from here of... Especially once the NX is revealed, like, I think that's going to be a huge tell of, like, what...
Yeah, I think this might be good. I think Nintendo kind of needs a kick in the ass.
Mm.
I think he should change it up, but that's just me.
Yeah, you know, I mean, my dream is, like, essentially GameCube 2. Like, I love GameCube, and you know, I want to see them try weird out there, things like that don't have, you know, like, tried and true franchise ideas attached to it. You know, I mean, the Wii is totally a risk, and it absolutely worked out for them. And the Wii U was a risk, too, and
didn't work out so much.
You know, I'd love to see them just go back to, like, hey, you know, let's just focus on games. Like, that's what made Sony so successful compared to the Xbox, like, at like, their launch, when Xbox was, like...
Which is going... funny, because Sony didn't have any games.
Yeah, like, they totally hid the fact that, you know, Xbox One has, like, pretty much the same games we do right now, but, you know, we're gonna just talk about the games. Like, Xbox said, hey, we got games, but here's, you know, TV, here's all this other stuff, and, like, kind of, like, distracted... Or not, like, they kind of just serve as distractions, especially since TV is gone now. Like, the TV division of Xbox is entirely, like, dissolved.
Right.
But, you know, wherever Nintendo goes from here, like, it's something to definitely keep an eye on of what, you know, if they're saying they're going with what Iwata wanted or
yeah,
where
but
he
if
was
we
steering.
Don't, if we don't know what he wanted, then they can just do whatever and say it's what he wanted.
Yeah, like that too.
Like, that's the thing you have to say right now, but... Yeah.
You look at, like, what Iwata was doing, like, he getting involved with mobile and seeing
We're going to be able to see Pokemon out on the street
yeah.
with our phones.
Man, I hope that game's cool. I can totally get down with that. Want that Vaporeon. Vape life! But...
What is this?
Pokemon Go, the AR Pokemon game. Did you not see that trailer?
No.
Oh my god, I gotta show it to you. It's like childhood fantasies coming to reality. But yeah, I'll show you that after the podcast. Yeah, like, I haven't heard any NX rumors recently, but, you know, whether it's like a hot console, handheld combo, any sort of combination of the mix, that'll be like a big tell. Since that was started like under Iwata. And see how Kirishima keeps it going. Very curious where they head from here.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. With that, you know what time it is?
Nope.
Time to check in with the listeners.
Cool.
Hi, listeners.
You both did it wrong.
Oh. Hey, listeners.
Thank you, Dylan. Cool. Really, Ryan?
Yep.
Cool.
Man.
What a narc. All
yep,
right.
That's what I am.
All right. Prototype, what are you most excited about in The Taken King? Probably just playing with buds. Playing games with buds.
Seeing already, if I like it anymore.
If Gabe would actually hang out with us, he already would be playing with buds.
Played League of Legends with you over the weekend.
It's true.
Yeah. But yeah, like, Destiny is... You know, like, I had fun over the weekend, but the most fun was... Like, the biggest part of that fun was, you know, playing games with people I haven't, like, played games with in a while. You know, like, I see Javi and Rachel all the time, but I don't play games with them a lot. So, you know, having a game that, you know, I think I'm more excited for Taken King than Javi is, actually. Javi's still not sold. I mean, he's getting it, but...
Yeah. Of course he is.
Right. But, you know, it's... Destiny is something I am rooting for to get better, and Taken King and the Destiny 2.0 update seem to be strides in the right direction, and, you know, having easier access to, like, getting that rewarding progression is definitely a plus in that, but definitely the biggest part of returning to Destiny, and the thing I'm excited most about Taken King is playing with my buds. The problem, though, is that I've discovered that they've made friends with a couple other Gabes. So now there are three Gabes in this Destiny group. So that could prove to be problematic later down the road. But, you know, we'll go there when we get there. So we'll face that challenge once
just
it arrives.
Just call you by your maiden name, Fuckboy Philbin.
Call me whatever you want, as long as I know you're referring to me. I'll respond to it. Alright, prototype again, did any of you care about that boxing match last week? There was a boxing match last week?
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, there was. I didn't watch it, but people at my parents' house ordered it. So I caught the undercards, and then I left before the Mayweather fight, because I don't really give a shit about Mayweather. I think he's a piece of shit. So
yeah, well, yeah, he is.
So yeah. I didn't watch him. I watched the undercards.
Ah,
I left, and everyone else just kept watching.
Yeah, I don't. I never really cared for boxing. You know, I mean, I like wrestling. It's kind of, I don't really give too much of a damn about UFC either. I like sports entertainment wrestling. That's where my allegiance lies. I don't know why I'm really comparing them, but...
They're exactly the same.
Yep. I actually did see today, like, while watching Raw, UFC had, like, an Ultimate Fighter promo, and it looked exactly like a wrestling promo. So, I guess, like, the markets are a little collided. Like, a lot of the podcasts of, like Chris Jericho, one of, like, the all-time greats in WWE, he has, like, UFC guests on his podcast all the time, so, like, I guess there is crossover. But, you know, I don't fly that way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alright, next up, Preta, how do you think Nintendo will change with their new structure? You know, I don't think they'll change.
We just kind of covered that.
Yeah, like, I don't think there's... The biggest change is the mobile involvement, you know. I guess if you look at, like, how the rest of the industry is reacting to it, the next change for Nintendo would be VR. Because right now, I think Reggie at E3 said that VR's not fun right now, so that's why Nintendo's not going for it.
But everyone,
I don't
know, that headbutting game I played was pretty baller.
Everyone else is getting in on VR, so, well, right. You know, maybe a few years down the line they'll start thinking about it, but, you know, now they're just getting into mobile games. So, you know, we just kind of have to see what time will tell with this, and... You know, we'll see, like, where it goes. Like, the biggest one is mobile. I really am pushing for Pokemon Go. God, I hope Pokemon Go's good.
Yeah, really. That'd be,
It's being made by people who were, like, a division of Google. And, like, they made, like, AR stuff for Google. So, you know, high hopes there. Prototype, what are your thoughts on MGS5?
Huh? This came up the other day. Have we heard anything else about Mario Tennis? Do we know who's making it?
No idea. Absolutely no clue.
I hope that's good. Like, yeah. The fact that they're not saying anything about it makes me worry. Because, like, I don't want that to be a throwaway game. I want that to be a game we can all play and have fun with.
Yeah,
but
yeah, totally.
It's supposed to be out this year, right?
I think. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Mario Tennis. The Wii U Mario Tennis that was shown at E3 and...
then never heard from again.
I think another thing I'm curious about with the new director, I wonder if they're going to do any form of, like, Iwata... not called Iwata-esque, or maybe they keep the name to, like, keep his legacy going. But, like, what's the status on Nintendo Directs? You know, how's that going to go?
Yeah. How good is this guy at gumping dicks?
That's a joke we can't, like, explain. I don't even know if we try. I'm not even going to try to explain on the podcast because it's fucking stupid.
Yeah. I wonder if that tweet's still out there.
Of course it's still out there. But next up from Prototype, what are your thoughts on MGS5? No spoilers, please. You know, we talked about that a bit. But, you know, if we're going, like, rankings or anything, like, Metal Gear Solid 3 is always going to be Metal Gear Solid 3, but I think Metal Gear Solid 5 for me is, like, almost clear-cut number 2 at this point. I don't know. There's another question. I'll just get this next question now. So he says, when will you guys post a new video / comic? The new video, I looked at it this weekend, and I have a Her Story video that I've been working on, but, like, the fire wasn't there, and... you know, I didn't really feel like making it right now. What I want to work on is Metal Gear Solid 5 video. So that's what, like, the full effort is in for me right now. So I'm working on that. You can get the full thoughts on Metal Gear Solid 5 in that video whenever the hell that comes out. But it'll most likely be a long one because there's a lot of Metal Gear to talk. As for new comic, I know Javi's working on something Metal Gear Solid 5 related. I'm not sure what the status is. I've seen sketches of it, and it's... stupid in the most beautiful ways. So, be excited. Please be excited. Alright, Fistful of Crafts asks, how excited are you for Just Cause 3? Just Cause 2 is pretty cool. I played Just Cause 3 at PAX and had people telling me, or not telling me, but behind me discussing amongst themselves how bad I was at that game. Because
I was standing next to them,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, because it had been so long since I played Just Cause, and I forgot all the controls, so I'm, like, looking at the little, like, control, sheet they have right there that's just a picture
LOL
of a controller.
Noob.
It's just a picture of a controller and, like, all of the things pointing at a button, and it's like, all right, so I guess I'll press this one, and, like, there's absolutely no tutorial in the demo. And it's like, all right, well... I guess I'll just jump in. These people behind me think I can't hear them, but I can.
What a fucking moron.
Yeah. Idiot. Yeah, Just Cause 3 looks fucking crazy in really good ways, so definitely look forward to it.
I've never played any of those.
You really?
Really.
That looks like something exactly up your alley. Take all this stupid action of Saints Row and put that into another video game. And put it on an island.
I find that kind of strange, Ryan, that you're totally not into that.
Well, I just never played one.
Considering how into Saints Row you are.
Yeah, like, this is a Ryan De La Rosa-ass video game.
Perhaps.
Yeah, you should definitely check out Just Cause 3. Just Cause 2 has been, like, $5 for, like, a while. So.
It's been less than that, dude.
Yeah, it's been, like, $2 on Steam. So I think it's like $5 for that and like Just Cause and like all of the DLC. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But, his other question, another question for Fistful of Crass. With MGS5, Mario Maker, Yoshi's Woolly World, etc. coming out, he's saying this game barely got any attention. Is it coming out this year?
What, Just Cause?
I don't think it's coming out this year.
I don't know.
Oh shit, it is!
I told you, Gabe, this is the most overloaded year we've ever experienced.
December 1st.
It's coming out December 1st. I didn't know that, so yes. I guess it is barely getting
any
attention.
Well, it's gonna get stopped by Mario Tennis.
When's
what are they thinking?
Out? Is that also December 1st?
I don't know.
Oh. Because apparently Persona 5 is coming out this year, they still say that. We get that in another question later on. Justin Das, Nintendo has a new president. Discuss if he's cheering for the Eagles or the Falcons. Well, hopefully he was cheering for the Falcons so he's not sad. But...
Oh, God, the Niners are using that hideous black uniform.
Oh, they have black uniforms? Gross.
And it's awful looking.
Ew.
It's, like, black with red letters, but that, like... It don't look right. So he's clearly not a Niners fan. I bet he's a Seahawks fan.
Go Hawks.
Ugh. Don't even say that, Gabe.
Us
don't
12.
Even fucking say that.
Jeez.
There is a fantasy football draft at work. I was not a part of it because I'm in way too many leagues already. But the guy next to me showed me like where people were taken. And as you can imagine, people in Seattle drafted Seahawks way too early because they are Seahawks.
Yes.
Thank God I got Baldwin in the second round.
Yeah, even GameStop right now for Mario Tennis Ultra Smash.
Does it say December 31st?
Yeah, it just says December 31st listed, so it's this year, but...
Yeah.
Or supposedly.
Yeah. Next up from Justin Das, Mad Max the Game, will you pick it up? Nope.
Yep.
No real interest in it.
I'll pick it up when it's a bit on sale, because I've got too much to play right now, but I do like, the game looks pretty cool.
Like, from what I've read and watched, it's like, the car stuff is cool. You know, it's cool, like, messing with your car, like, that's fun and all, but the game, like, the outside of that, it's just, like, generic-ass open-world game, and that ain't what I'm about, so. That's gonna click with some people, but that ain't me.
You ain't about that life.
Yeah, I ain't about it. Alright, Prototype, what are you expecting to come out of TGS tonight? And, as I alluded to earlier, hopefully a Persona 5 release date. Because they keep saying it's coming out this year, but there's no release date yet.
Okay, so if Persona 5 comes out this year, Gabe, I think we can officially sign this off as the best year in releases.
I don't know. I'll let the year finish before...
No, we can already say it in September, baby.
This is absolutely... I think there's no question that this is the biggest year of games in terms of, like, the size of the games released. Like, this is... The amount of, like, huge games that have come out this year is insane. Like, Witcher, Metal Gear, maybe Persona 5, Fallout 4, fucking Rainbow Six Siege, Battlefront, like, Just Cause 3, apparently.
Oh, yeah, those are still coming out, huh?
Mario Tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's... I don't know. I can't imagine that game coming out this year, but they say it will. Other than that, you know, maybe some Final Fantasy 15 news. Maybe Dissidia by any chance. I think that I don't even know if that's out in Japan yet. That like arcade game. I think there were like rumors that it might come to the U.S. or North America in general. I really hope it does. I love me some Dissidia. Yeah. He says Eagles or Hawks. Maybe he meant Falcons. I don't know.
I cheer for a stadium fire.
Yeah, I'm praying for the meteor. I want to see a big meteor with the number 12 on it. Just strike fucking CenturyLink.
Us 12s.
Yeah. Ugh. And then last up, what you be playing more this November, Fallout or Battlefront? Probably Fallout.
Probably Battlefront.
Oh. I thought you were a Fallout guy.
No.
No, I mean, I played Fallout 3. It was all right. New Vegas, I couldn't do. I couldn't really get into it. Like, I like the world, and I like kind of like the lore and the quirkiness of it, but like, boy, they can be hard to play.
Yeah, like, I wasn't into 3 or New Vegas, but like, from what I've seen of Fallout 4, this looks pretty interesting. Like,
I mean, I'm going to get Fallout 4, yeah, and I'm going to play it.
Of course you are. You're Ryan. You get fucking every video game. Doesn't matter.
But I have a feeling I'm going to enjoy Battlefront more.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get Battlefront as well. But
I think I'm agreeing with Ryan.
Really? You think you're going to play more Battlefront?
Yeah.
I'm really hoping Battlefront works at launch.
Yeah. I don't see myself getting Fallout at launch because Bethesda can't code worth shit.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how.
Well, we'll see if EA can net code worth shit. Yeah.
I know. I'm putting both my rocks into companies that can't code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be cool.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, cool holiday, guys.
Yeah. Man. But, shit. This fucking.
We live in a world where Mario Tennis might work better online.
The end of this year is going to be real busy.
Yeah. Man. You see how much vacation I have just so I can take time off and play all these games?
I've got none left.
This is true.
But I did find out at work today that I might actually be able to. They might give me access to work from home once I go part time. Mm-hmm. Some days, so that'll help with this video game stuff.
Yeah.
The commute time makes it takes out some hours out of the day. But yeah, that's all the questions we got. So, Ryan, how about you do us a little diddly?
You can go to facebook.com/GameOverNation and give us a like and comment and talk to us there. You can find us on the internet at Game Over Nation. That's just our website where we got everything. Then you can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/GameZeroOverNation. And then you can find us on Twitter at Game Over Nation. You guys put up another Making Friends play the other day, right?
Yeah, last week Thursday, me and Javi playing WWF No Mercy. That shit was so fun. We're going to be revisiting wrestling games in the future, for damn sure. And then this week, we got another one coming up. I should post it. It'll probably go up Thursday as well.
Sweet.
Yeah. And then that Metal Gear video, that's going to be a while. But I'm going to fucking chug out on it as much as I can. So, yeah. Sweet. Things to look forward to.
Yeah.
And with that, that will be episode 202 of Game Over Nation in the books. Dylan, Ryan, thank you for being on this fantastic journey with me.
Yeah.
And I will talk to you all next week. See you guys later. Bye.